Being a soldier is a girl's job. That's what Molly Radke's son would tell you when he was younger. He's now 14, and his mom has 10 years in the military under her belt. During the week and through the year, the 35-year-old Allegan resident is a support collections agent for the Allegan County Friend of the Court. But one weekend a month and 2 weeks each summer, Staff Sergeant Radke puts on a camouflage uniform, stuffs her shoulder-length blonde hair under her hat, and assumes the responsibility for 10 people in her message center. She is with Kalamazoo's Company A. Radke says she joined the Guard to do something different that would offer her a challenge. The Guard has only been open to women since 1972. The numbers of women have increased steadily since then. Just like the regular Army, the Guard does not offer job specialties in combat arms for women. Also closed are jobs that require heavy lifting. In spite of that, most women in the Guard feel they are treated equally. In fact, the relationships are often brother and sisterly. The men are very protective of their female co-workers. I asked Lieutenant Judith Hansen, the detachment commander of a Jackson transportation unit with more than 50 people in it, if she felt the men treated her any differently than they would a man in the same position. She said she'd had no bad experiences with them, and she felt her sex made no difference to her functioning within the unit. But, she added, she knew they weren't totally oblivious to her sex when, last Valentine's Day, they sent flowers that were delivered to her in her high school classroom. Sometimes being a woman in the Guard even has its advantages. More on the Guard at Camp Grayling tomorrow. This is Lieutenant Joan Sheridan reporting for WMUK News.